1.
Height of stupidity. Daredevils scale cranes and buildings. Last Saturday night, a group of boys were snapped climbing a 100-foot crane in Brighton. Some people witnessed the scene. The youngsters scaled the cranes very fast. They didn't wear any safety gear. They jumped from one pillar to another. They didn't look scared at all. When they reached the top, they stretched out their arms in a sign of victory. The witnesses called the police immediately, and they arrived a few minutes later. They arrested a few members of the group. They investigated and decided there was no criminal offence, so they didn't bring any charge against the daredevils and let them go with a warning the next day. Our newspaper could interview the leader of the group when the police released him. Why did you climb the crane?
I just wanted to overcome a new challenge. You can't imagine the sense of achievement you get up there at the top.
How did you prepare for this stunt?
We trained intensively. We drilled the fundamentals at ground level before taking it to a height. We, of course, assessed the safety of the situation.
What was your most memorable stunt?
3 years ago, we climbed the Brighton Wheel. It was a terrific experience. When we got to the highest capsule, lightning struck the wheel and we rushed back to the ground as fast as we could. I thought I would never climb again, but I can't help it.
2.
The Real Fight Club. On the afternoon of March 11th, 2006, Kevin Walker, 16, was standing in the driveway of his home in Arlington, Texas, when 5 cars stopped in front of the house. About a dozen guys he didn't know jumped out and ran towards Kevin. He tried to escape, but before he could, one of the guys hit him on the head. Another guy recorded everything with a video camera. He gave instructions to the other boys. Kevin fell on the ground and lay there bleeding and unconscious. A 17-year-old boy kicked him in the head twice, while the other boys punched him all over his body. The attack ended a few minutes later when Kevin's brother heard the noise and rushed outside. Once the guys saw him, they hurried back to their cars. M. Jackson, who recorded Kevin's attack, started recording fights as a hobby. But then he began putting the scenes on DVDs that he sold on the internet for $15. Fight clubs, where kids meet illegally to fight each other in public, have become a growing problem in Texas. Some of it was just kids being kids, fighting over things kids fight over. Arlington Police Chief James Hawthorne says. But sadly, some of the kids joined in the fights just to be in the video. The police investigated Kevin's attack, and witnesses gave them details about the fight. About a week later, they showed Charles, Kevin's brother, a picture of Jackson, and he identified him as the video camera guy. The police then searched Jackson's home and discovered all his DVDs. The next day, they arrested M. Jackson.